Well, let me just introduce David and Violetta to you before I call David up. Violetta was here at the first service. She's here, but she's with her children right now over at Children's Church. If she comes in, we'll get an opportunity to introduce her as well. But first got to know David and Violetta when they started coming to our church. It was almost 2 years to this month. I think it was summer of 2024, and got to know them and then learned about their ministry and their mission work. And then David went off to a mission trip to Bolivia, and when he got back, we just wanted to hear more about it. So Rosie and I went out to dinner with them. Dave brought his laptop. And after just getting to know each other and enjoying time of fellowship right there in the restaurant, we saw this amazing ministry and mission. And, you know, I said, man, we've got to find the time to bring them to our church so they can share with our church family. And so this morning just seemed like the perfect time. David already shared in the first service, and just a wonderful thing that God is doing and has done through their ministry. So David, let me invite you to our pulpit at this time. Please give David a warm welcome. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. A great honor. I'm deeply thankful and honored. Thankful to God, thankful to Pastor Ray and to the leadership, and for opening up for me to share today with you. Of course, that is not a small thing for me. I really appreciate the opportunity. My name is David. And I don't know if Pastor said so or not, but I'm from Sweden. That explains why I speak funny. So I was born in Sweden. I have a couple of pictures here that I want to show you. We will talk about world missions, something that is close to our life, our hearts, and also, of course, a major focus for the Church of Jesus Christ. And we will be talking and sharing even some personal experiences. But as you listen, I encourage you to also consider your life in the hands of God and what God has for you, what you have done, what you are doing, and what the Lord will have for you to do even in the future. As you can see here, I have the globe next to these points that I want to share as I present myself and my family. The globe has always intrigued me some. And this, of course, is the way we see the world. When you're from Europe, you think the world looks like that. And actually, I know you see the other side of the world. And over in the chapel, you can actually see both of them. But I used to think about how big the world is and how God, I believe this is in a way the way God is looking down on earth or seeing the earth and considering all the people that are on this planet. And we can feel very small, we can feel insignificant, and in some sense that is probably true. But still in the heart of God, He is mindful about you. He's thinking about us. Individually, He knows us, and He has a purpose for us. Huge thoughts, really, for us humans to consider these things, and that's why I have the globe there next to it. I'm born in Sweden, and I almost said many years ago. But anyway, my wife, she is from the country of Bolivia. But she came to Sweden with her family as a child. Most people, when they meet us, and knowing that we have lived a long time in Bolivia, been missionaries there, they think that I went there and met her there, but that is not the truth. God brought her to Sweden to be trained. No, I'm just joking with you. I used to say that she is a Swedish girl in a Bolivian body. But that's, you know, she has been in school. We met in high school. So we are high school sweethearts. Actually, next year we will celebrate 40 years of marriage. So we are very thankful. And after Jesus, that's the greatest blessing. And anyway, I met her, and right after meeting Violeta, we started to become very interested in, actually through my brother and some other people, but becoming interested in the Bible and in the message about salvation in Jesus. And sometime after we met, both of us, we opened our hearts, we received Jesus as our Savior. And as we did, we understood, okay, we need to get married, so we did. And then we started having this desire of serving the Lord and doing something together with Him, doing something for His kingdom. And after many turns, we ended up in a Bible college in Oklahoma and studied for 2 years in this Bible college. And my second year was about missions. Anyway, Violeta, she was pregnant as we were leaving Sweden for the Bible college, and our son was born in the States, so he is an Okie. And that has come in handy. I will probably come back to that. But anyway, we finished up our 2 years of training. After that, we went back to Sweden again. And I was working in two Bible schools. One Bible school I was teaching, another Bible school I was interpreting for the ministers coming from the States, actually, to teach in the Swedish Bible school there. So I was interpreting and gleaning from them, learning from them how to share the Word of God and how Bible doctrine really applies to our life. A great opportunity, really. And there in Sweden, our daughter was born, daughter Josephine. She's actually, I think this is pretty interesting, she's actually teaching the children today. So I feel very honored about that as well. And she's sharing a message for them. Both Jonas, our son, and our daughter Josephine, they have been of great help for us. They have always been involved. They have always been working with us and doing things and with music, with children, with sound. My son, he was doing the sound in the church, and has been a wonderful family experience for us, actually, these years that have been spending over there. Now, after we had been working some years in Sweden, then we perceived that it was time to leave and go to Bolivia as missionaries. And we ended up leaving, and we had this mandate from the Lord. We had this word of God that our task, our work description was to give God's word to Bolivia. That's what I had on my heart as we left. And of course, we went there. We stayed for over 20 years living in Bolivia. During that time, I forgot that I'm Swedish, pretty much. Having my wife Bolivian, and we blended in with the people there. I forgot I don't look very Bolivian, but passing by the mirror, I said, "Oh, that was me." So it's just we were sharing with the wonderful people of Bolivia for all those 20 years. After that, we went back to Sweden again. And we have been doing some paperwork, and remember our son, he is an Okie. He invited us to come here to the States, and we did the paperwork. And about 3 years ago, we ended up coming here to Florida. As we went to plantation, we were looking, of course, for a church to belong here and to be part of, and we found out about Plantation Community Church, and even, you know, the words that are spoken there about being Christ-centered. We like that. And of course, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, that is our language. We like that. And then also there is a missions focus that, of course, is catching our heart. So we have been so pleased to be able to be part of this church for this time in our life. And Pastor Ray, we are so thankful. Really, it has been very important for us to have a home and have the fellowship with other believers. And I think that will do as a presentation a little bit for you to see where we're coming from. We have now been going to Bolivia as missionaries. If we advance one slide here, we'll see. We have a verse from the scripture that I received in my heart as Pastor Ray was talking about sharing with the church today. So we're going to read this in just a minute. It's 2 Timothy, and it's verse 9 in chapter 1. But before we do that, could we pray again? Father, we get ready to listen and to receive your word today. We ask you humbly that you will help to give words that are useful, Father God, to speak about these things, and also ears to be able to hear, and a heart that be open to receive from you, to hear from you, and to receive your heart and your encouragement today, this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray together. Amen. So in this verse, I find it very interesting. God is speaking here and says, who hath saved us? We are so thankful to be saved. And then it says, he has saved us and called us. Actually, I personally believe that every one of us have been saved and called. Salvation is when we look up to heaven and we say, God, I need you. But the most amazing thing is that God at the same time is looking down at us and he says, I need you as well. And he has something for us to do. And we can see here, he has saved us and he has called us. And then it explains here, it says, with a holy calling. The word holy, actually, it means a lot, but it means also to be separated from, to be taken aside. And I like to see this, that God is taking every one of us aside from the rest. And he says, I have something unique for you. I have something special for you. And he says that God has called us with a holy calling. So it says here that not according to our own works. I would like to add, not according to our ability. What we know how to do, what we can do in our own strength and power. But he has saved us and called us according to his own purpose and his own grace. If it is not according to our ability, thank God for his grace. I have a personal definition of the word grace, if you permit. I used to say that the grace of God is God's power and ability in the life of the believer. We know that the grace of God is unfavored or unmerited favor, and we know that has many definitions in there. But it's actually talking about how God makes it possible for us to receive and to do what we cannot do for ourselves and in ourselves. That is the grace of God. He called us because he has a purpose, and he called us according to his grace in our life. We see that it also given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. We have been talking about how the world is so big, and still God can see us. Still God knows us. But also, God is over time. God is not limited by the time. He can see the beginning from the end. And God had his plans orchestrated long before we even were here. God had his purpose already laid out. So we can see the next verse here is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Something similar is talking about how the Lord is speaking here to Jeremiah. He's probably young at this time still for his response. God is saying, before I formed you in the womb, I know you. And before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. If you continue to read, you will see that the response of Jeremiah was, but I cannot. I am just a child. I cannot even speak. How can I? The Lord told him, do not say that, because I am with you. But we can see how when God is speaking about his plan, his purpose, it might seem for us something maybe big or maybe challenging in many ways. Still, God says that his grace is right there. His presence is right there with us and for us. I remember when I was growing up, I did not even come from a Christian home or background or anything. But I remember in school when I was just a child growing up, how the teachers would ask the students, what are you going to do when you grow up? And of course, the boys, you know, they said, I'm going to be a policeman or a fireman or something. We know the answers. And the same thing happened in my class. And the girls, they probably wanted to be a teacher or something similar. Anyway, when the question came to me, I had heard some things about missions, and I thought, that sounds very interesting. And I was generally interested in the globe, in the world, and in the world map, and in different countries and all that. So out of my mouth came, I want to become a missionary. When I said this, all of my classmates, they turned around and they looked funny at me. They maybe did that for different reasons as well, I don't know, but that was one of them. And I continued to say this. Every time someone was talking to me about what I wanted to do, I said, I want to become a missionary. I said that as a child. But the funny thing is that I continued to say it as I grew up, and was 15 years old. I should have known better. I was 15 years old, and the same question came up as we were choosing what to study after going through high school and all that. And I said, I want to become a missionary. And now my friend, he pulled me aside after school, and he said, why do you continue to say that? And I said, what? You say you will become a missionary. And I said, yes, I do. And he said, but you are not even a Christian. And I asked him, honestly, I asked him, I said, do I have to be a Christian to be a missionary? And he said, that helps. That day I finished saying that I was going to become a missionary, and I started to say, no, I will become an engineer, and I did. Anyway, when I was 20 years old, I thank God. There was a missionary actually from the States that came to Sweden, and I was hearing the gospel for the first time explained in a very clear way how someone can receive salvation and become born again and become a Christian believer. I raised my hand and I received Jesus. And I remembered as I did, the same word missionary came back to my heart as I prayed the prayer of salvation. I started talking to my wife, and you know the story. She also received Jesus, and finally we ended up on the mission field. Anyway, we have some other verses here that I better read as well. We were too quick there. If we can go back, I want to get this one in as well. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This is a mighty thought about God, how he has planned good works that you and I should do certain things on the earth when we are here that he has planned before. What an interesting thing that sometimes it happens in our life that we can actually do something on earth because God purposed, God planned for that to happen. That is a huge thought. And anyway, now we can see the next verse here. We know that the church has received a description of the work that we need to do here on earth. We need to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And also here we see on the other side here, we know our pastor has been teaching about the church on the move and how we need to reach further with the gospel. And that I firmly believe that this is the way that it was received in beginning in Jerusalem, then in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, of course, we are in the States, and we start where we are, and we reach out. But also in the work in Bolivia, we talk about missions. And I believe that we have come to the time on the earth when all the earth will be reaching all the earth with the gospel. Amen. Please, if we go to the next slide. At this point, I will start sharing some of our experience that we have had so far, and we still work in Bolivia and all that, and we have something going on. Bolivia, a country of about 11, 12 million people, not many, but they are wonderful. Open-hearted, warm people. They are loving. They are very pleasant to be around. They're very, very hospitable. They are nice people, just generally. And it has been such a joy for me to share life with them for some time. But if I want to say something very special about Bolivia, I want to say that they are so open to God and so open to the gospel. Such an opportunity to share the gospel and see people turn to Jesus. If we take the next picture, this is years back when we just arrived. I have a lot more hair back there, as you can see. My beautiful wife, of course, and then our two children. Jonas, he was just 7 years old at that time. Our daughter, she was 5. We just arrived in Cochabamba. This is the church we started up there to the right. And the young man sitting down like this is a little bit, he is actually the first person. He was our taxi driver. And we used him all the time. We wanted to see the different parts of the city. We were thinking about where can we start the church, where can we live and all that. We didn't know anybody or anything there. So he took us around to different places and we got to talk. And he was the first one to open his heart, receive Jesus and become a part of the work that we started. So we started a little church in our home. You see, that's not many people. We had some struggle there to get started, really. I had to speak Spanish. First, my wife, she translated for me, but then the kids started coming, and she had to take the kids and leave me with the Lord. So I had, to start speaking Spanish, but God helped. You remember that it is according to His grace? God helped. And I started speaking Spanish. 2 years later, we started a Bible school. First year was 99. And we had 18 students sign up. 1 year later, it says 2,000 here on the picture. Oh, if we go back one, it says 2,000 on the back there. That's our first graduating class. We had 9 students graduate. Of course, back there, I had to do the teaching. I had gone through the Bible college, and now I was teaching everything that I had learned. I was teaching 26 Bible subjects to these guys, and they put up with me to the end. After 2 years, I had 9 of them graduating from school. Some of them started to helping me teach in the Bible school, and that's how things started to work and to grow a little bit. Now the next picture, please, and thank you so much. Now we have had the Bible school between 1999 and 2019, where we have been putting everything at pause a little bit for different reasons. But we have seen almost 900 people go through Bible training of 1 year. And we have a group of 350 plus students that went through the second year of specialized Bible training for ministry and leadership and all that. And then we have a group that even stayed with us for a third year, which was strictly for pulpit type ministry and all that is around there. Today we have, I know for sure, 50, probably over that, probably 50, 100 or so pastors in different places in Cochabamba that have been trained in the Bible school, and they are doing their work in different places. Such an honor. I remember some of these students as they came to school, as they signed up for school. I remember this pastor, he said, I have been pastoring now for 12 years. But I just have such a direction. I want to sit down under the word and just receive the word again and just be retrained again. That is humility. He stayed with us for 2 years and he's still going strong in ministry, and it has been just wonderful to see his development and all. We had this other young man. He came in, a very simple man, simple background. He came into Bible school one day. I actually know who he was, and I was really excited to see him there. A young man that God called from a group of people in Bolivia that doesn't have much. And he started sharing the gospel, and God, with his power, started to heal some people around him. And things became very, very attractive to many people. He found a tent, put that up, and he had hundreds of people come on Sunday morning. He came to the Bible school one day, and he was talking to me, and he said, can I become a student here? I know who he was, and I was excited to have him. And he said, I have hundreds of people come on Sunday morning, but I do not know what to tell them. And I said, please have a seat. He was going through Bible school for 2 years. He has been so faithful, wonderful worker in the kingdom. He has been building a church now, a stable Christian church. I think it is the biggest church in Cochabamba. He has thousands of members and just wonderful work. Other kinds of work, people getting involved in the churches, doing music ministry, youth ministry, children ministry, and all kinds of different things that you can do to help out to promote the kingdom of God. We had two young men that I didn't notice much. They were the type of students that didn't say very much, but they were in the classes. Years later, I had an evangelist come from the States. He lived with us in the house for a while, and then he went to the Amazon. The Amazon is coming into the northern part of Bolivia. That's where it starts, with the water getting together there. So he went to the Amazon and preached for a while, evangelist, and came back again, and he said, I have to tell you, I ran into these two guys in the jungle, and they are graduates from your school. And he said, if half of them does half of what they have done, you have done great. Wonderful to know and to work with people like that. I was personally working with one man to build, because we have been building the church and also the house where we have had there and stuff. And he was actually working side by side with me for 10 years. He is a pastor today, and he is ministering to the Quechua people. And it's very interesting when we go there to speak, we have to translate. And if I have a guest minister, we start in English, we go to Spanish, and then we go to Quechua. And he has actually two churches now up on the mountainside in the outside of Cochabamba. So many wonderful people doing so much wonderful work. The Bible school. If we go on to the next one. 2007. We ran into this building in the neighborhood, and it was for sale, and God helped us with some money to put down on it, the building. And since that, we have been renting this, we have been paying the interest on this building and the loans. And last year, 2025, actually we paid off the whole building. So it now belongs to the church down there. So they have their own place. And they know it's their own place, and they are using it much. And if we go to the next page here, we have a church today that we can seat in the auditorium, maybe 400. Maybe that would be if we count the children and the youth and everything else that moves. I almost said the dogs as well, because sometimes dogs comes in. But anyway, we have a group, a church there, and we can go to the next picture, please. So in the church, we have children work, youth work, women's ministry, men ministry. We have evangelization. We have everything that you can expect to see in a church. We have people working with this there. And please, the next one as well. And nowadays, Violeta and I, we are going back and forth to Bolivia. And when we're there, we are very busy, to say the least. We go minister and we go help, and we have leadership meetings and pastoral meetings and all that, and teaching and just staying busy pretty much. So in March we were there, in April, and Violeta, she was with me for 3 weeks. Wonderful time. And then we also had a team from Norway come from a Bible school. That's the next picture. Thank you so much. And this is a team from Norway, from a Bible school there. They have this trip to Bolivia to get an experience, a touch from the mission field. And of course, it's a fantastic experience. We have a statue of Christ there, also in our city. It's called Cochabamba. Can you say Cochabamba? Okay, you're almost ready to become a missionary. It's not bad at all. You know, people struggle sometimes to say Cochabamba. That's the name of our city. These guys, when we came up to the statue of Christ, there was a school class up there, actually two school classes. There was like 50 kids running around there. And we came up, and this pastor friend of mine, Norleif, he said, why don't we share the gospel with them? And I said, that's such a wonderful idea. So I went up to the teachers and I asked, could we get the kids together and just talk to them about Jesus for a while? And they said, yeah, that would be really good. We are at the statue of Christ and everything. That could be interesting. And so we shared the gospel with them. And then the kids and the parents and the teachers, they joined us to pray to the Lord. Just wonderful experience. We had so many things going on. Next picture, please. And we visited five churches with them, four schools. And this is where I want to say that how open it is for the gospel. We visited this school. There has never been an evangelization at the school before, they told me, in the school leadership, because the country has been some closed for the gospel. But sometime back, we have a new president that even had the Bible when he was speaking on TV the first time he spoke. And he's opening. So we could go to this school. 700 kids between 11 years and 16 years on the football field. And we could speak to them. Normally, children in that age would be somewhat distracted. But I would say that it was every bit as quiet as it is in here today. When we spoke the gospel, after we shared the message, we asked them if they were interested to pray with us. And I would say most of them actually prayed the prayer of salvation with us to end. That is how open Bolivia is for the gospel. Something extraordinary. We were visiting also with the team here. Six youth meetings. We were in an orphanage. We were in a prison. We were with the police. They have Christian police officers. We were with them in their activities. We were with sport groups. We were on the streets and in different ways wherever we could find a way to share the gospel with these wonderful people and just had a very good time. I'm in trouble. Could we please have the next picture? I am actually finishing up. We have started now a ministry here in the States since we came here. It's a non-profit. We call it simply Larson Ministry Outreach. It's just a way for us to do things the way they are supposed to be done. And we endeavor to continue to serve God here in the States, but also in other nations, and especially maybe in Bolivia, as we continue to follow whatever we hear that the Lord wants us to do. And we are on Facebook. We have Instagram. And also we have a homepage. So if you write Larson's in Bolivia, you will easily find us there on the Google. And I have a table out here. If someone wants to come by and want some news, I have actually, you can leave your email if you'd be interested. And I might come in some news. Or else you can find it, of course, online as well. So I'm actually going to round everything up right there. We are now going to go into the next part, where we will consecrate our lives to the Lord through the Lord's Supper. And I hope that someone has been somewhat encouraged to hear some of the things. And that was at least my desire this morning. So thank you for listening so well, and God bless you.